Thank you very much, Geeta. My name is Bella, and I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm going to ask you to just give me a moment to make an SOS for a sister who's missing. She wasn't feeling well. I wonder, Luta Shaba, are you in the room? So maybe the Zimbabwean sisters can meet later on and discuss how we can try and track her down. She's been missing and she hasn't been feeling well. So thank you very much for the space to do that. The second thing I want to do is to tell you that for me, I come from a country where the word change has incredible political currency. So to be here is an amazing thing. So I thank you very much for the opportunity to be here and to meet all of you from the different parts of the world you are working in. We can discuss the term change separately, but it has immense currency for us in Zimbabwe at the moment. Shamila set the lyric for the meeting when we opened as being a revolution. Very much that is the context in which I'm going to present what I call conversations from our revolution. I want to add a little bit to what Alejandro told us about the economy. And for me, the thing is around a conversation I heard about taking back the currency of the marketplace and how we have to work very hard to fight globalization, capitalisms, privatization, and corporate power. And the interesting thing I want to add to the conversation is that it asked us a question. All of us who wear designer labels, what does it mean if you wear Ralph Lauren, if you wear Levi's, if you wear Gucci, and this is a site of struggle for women workers? So this is the little thing I want to add to the conversation. The second thing around the question of the economy was very much from the funders forum and the issue of we've been giving women resources for 10 to 15 years. Are you not finished with the business of women's rights? Are you not finished requesting funding for women's rights work? And that's a very worrying trend, and it's something that we have to keep considering in our conversations about how we finance our revolution in a climate of limited resources for women's rights and growing poverty and inequality. I'm going to move very briefly into giving you some notes I picked up on young women in our movements. Alejandro again spoke very articulately about the issues. I'm just going to speak around the question of intergenerational and transgenerational movements and how the women's rights movement has really been quite strong at building a space and an arena of work for young feminists to emerge. Some of the concerns are, though, how do we create knowledge? How do we regenerate the histories? How do we learn from older feminists? And these are some of the things that young feminists were bringing into the discussion. And also, how do we learn the analysis to engage with the issues and the theory around feminisms, anti-capitalism, and so on and so forth? The other conversation was really about bringing penises into a feminist space. So really having men in our movements and where, what is it doing? Are we putting male privilege at another layer? Are we adding further privilege to men who call themselves progressive? A new phrase emerged, male feminists. But what does it really mean? And are the men who are here the ones we need to be having a conversation with, or are the men who are not here the ones we need to have a conversation with? A key phrase I picked up, and I can't remember the sister who gave it to me, was, isn't it men who need to change? So that was a big question that came out. Now, the last thing I want to share with you, it really emerged from the session known as the African tsunamis. If some of you attended that session, you'll be aware of the issues. And it's the question, why? Why, when we raised it in Guadalajara in Mexico at the last AWID meeting, is HIV and AIDS still not a part of the global feminist agenda? Linking with that was the question of why is HIV and AIDS, and particularly the issues of African lesbian women, still marginalized from the mainstream conversations? So that's another issue to give to you. At the meeting in Mexico, my colleague who's left us now, Sisonke Msimang, said at AWID, we need to globalize HIV and AIDS and make it part of the global feminist movement. I just want to close by saying we need to change HIV and AIDS, and we need to make HIV and AIDS part of the global feminist movement, not just the responsibility of African women. Thank you very much.